When we sing a song, we connect to the thoughts of the composer of the song. When we sing a song composed by a tzaddik, we connect with the tzaddik's highest level of their neshama, chaya nichida. We all have five parts to our neshama. The three lower parts, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, are in our body, and the two higher parts, chaya nichida, are above our body. Our highest part, the yichida, being revealed at special times, on Yom Kippur, after Mincha and Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, our yichida will always be revealed. However, we have the ability to serve Hashem from our yichida, like for example, when a yid gives up his life for Hashem. That's the yichida shining through. The yichida is the part of ourselves where we love each other, where we are all equal, and all we want to do is the will of Hashem with our entire being, even if we need to sacrifice. The soul of Mashiach is made up of everyone's yichida. When we reveal the yichida within ourselves, and we all do that, the Mashiach will have no choice but to come and reveal himself to us. When we sing a nigun from a tzaddik, we connect with their highest part of their soul, the chaya yichida. We invite their holy neshama in the room to be with us at this time. Our thoughts can become one with the teachings of this tzaddik. If words are the pen of the heart, taught the Baal Tanya, then song is the pen of the soul. The soul's pen, however, writes in the opposite direction from the hearts. While words carry meaning downwards from Hashem into the minds of sages and prophets to give them over to the people that he loves, then song carries the soul upwards to be absorbed within the infinite light. That is why nigunim generally have no words. Words limit and define, but the nigun tears the soul beyond all bounds, beyond words. Once the Baal HaTanya passed through Shklov on one of his journeys, among those who visited the Baal HaTanya at his lodgings were many of the town's greatest scholars who presented to him the questions and difficulties they accumulated in the course of their studies. The Baal HaTanya listened attentively to all the questions put to him, but did not reply to any of them. However, when the scholars of Shklov invited him to lecture in the central study hall, he accepted the invitation. The Baal HaTanya began to speak. All those of Shir, song, he quoted, go out with Shir and are drawn by Shir. The masters of song, explained the Rebbe, the souls and the angels all go out in song and are drawn by song. Their yearning for Hashem and their drawing back to fulfill the purpose of their creation are by means of song and melody. And then the Rebbe began to sing. The room fell utterly silent. All were caught in the thrall of the melody. A melody of yearning and resolve, of ascent and retreat. As the Rebbe sang, every man in the room felt himself transported from the crowded hall to the innermost recesses of his own mind, where a man is alone with the confusion of his thoughts, alone with his questions and doubts. Only the confusion was gradually being dispelled, the doubts resolved. By the time the Rebbe finished singing, all the questions in the room had been answered. Among those present in Shklov study hall that day was one of the town's foremost prodigies, Rabbi Yosef Kalbo. Many years later, Rabbi Yosef related his experience to the chassid of Avraham Shenis. I came to the study hall that day with four extremely difficult questions, questions which I had put forth to the leading scholars of Vilna and Slutsk, to no avail. When the Rebbe began to sing, the knots in my mind began to unravel. The concepts began to crystallize and fall into one place. One by one, my questions fell away. When the Rebbe finished singing, everything was clear. I felt like a newly born child, beholding the world for the very first time. That was also the day I became a chassid, concluded Rabbi Yosef. A year after the Tanya was published, in 1796, a group of chassidim came to the Baal HaTanya with a problem. They couldn't understand the Tanya. The Alter responded, you can't get half of anything. To understand the Tanya, you have to have the music that comes with that. It was from that point on that the Baal Tanya began to teach Chassidim his nigunim.